USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The drought gripping much of the West could have serious repercussions for millions. Tim Berg explains.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday unanimously passed the Senate on Tuesday. The holiday, which is celebrated on June 19th, commemorates the abolishment of slavery in the U.S. and is recognized as a holiday in several states. The bill, sponsored by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, now heads to the House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the weekend of the G7 summit, the gathered world leaders called for another investigation into the origins of COVID-19 and called on China to cooperate with the probe into its lab in Wuhan. In a statement, the leaders called for a timely, transparent, expert-led, and science-based study in China, coordinated by the World Health Organization. Senator Lindsey Graham says that the world has to keep pressuring China to come clean on the origins of the virus. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he supports a piece of legislation that would allow Americans to sue China for damages from COVID as a method for getting to the bottom of the pandemic.
How do you find the truth when China won't cooperate with you? Is the world has to make China come clean on this, and how do you do that? Impose sanctions until they cooperate with the world as to how the virus was, where it originated, how it was spread. But Tom Cotton, who's been right about this more than anybody, had legislation that we introduced and passed through the Judiciary Committee last year allowing an American citizen to take the Chinese Communist Party to court in the United States and sue for damages caused by COVID-19. If you want to get to the truth, haul their ass in the American courtroom and unleash our lawyers on them. That's what I think we should do.
Two Republican House members have also introduced a measure that would levy sanctions on China's top health officials and keep American universities from entering into new contracts with the Chinese health agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.